Hi, this is Tim Underwood, a committed friend and follower of Jesus Christ. I've wrestled with what that might mean in practical, day-to-day ways. Here are some of my thoughts. They've helped me clarify a few things. I hope they're useful for you as well, or at least get you thinking. One of the reasons that Sheila married Roger was that she admired the strength of his determination. He pushed back against obstacles and didn't give up easily. This gave her a sense of security and dependability. One aspect she hadn't counted on, however, was that this also sometimes made him stubborn. Once he had his mind made up, it was hard to change. He could be inflexible. This maddened her at times. Welcome to the quote, flip side. Every coin has two sides on it, and the same is true of people. With people, our strengths are also invariably reflected in our weaknesses. They come together as a package. The sensitive person can also be touchy. The generous person sometimes has a hard time saying no. The laid-back person may also be passive. Remember the Bible, where Peter could be both bold and impetuous? Learning to anticipate and deal with this flip side, both in ourselves and in others, is a useful social and spiritual skill. This leads to our first question. Why does it help to understand the flip side in others? Number one, understanding their flip side allows me to be realistic about them. Certain traits come bundled with others. While I'm not suggesting that this gives us license for sin, I can't help it, I am who I am, or even that all flip side traits are always sin, they might be well-intended weaknesses, it does allow us to be more understanding about their weak side. We can't have it all. The hard-charging man you admire will simply not be as sensitive as some men are. The passionate wife you adore will also get more upset at times than a laid-back, calmer wife. To expect differently is unrealistic and often unfair. Number two, understanding their flip side helps me to work with them more skillfully. We have a better sense of what to expect from them, both good and bad. This allows us to adjust our approach to them. Coach Red Auerbach was a genius at this. He knew, for example, that he could yell at player Bill Russell and it would go right over his head, while yelling at other certain players would crush their confidence. So he varied his approach. With some people, we can be blunt. They actually respect that. While with others, we're best to be diplomatic. Some folks are great at spontaneity, while others need more time to think and plan. My wife has learned, for example, that I bristle if I feel bossed by her, but that I can hardly say no if she asks sweetly. Number three, understanding their flip side helps me to be less judgmental about others. Most of us have, at least in our subconscious, an idealized view of what a good person or Christian should be like. But we all have a flip side, a weaker or darker part of ourselves. The flip sides we encounter are not all equal. People do often mature. An opinionated person, for example, may learn through effort to become more open-minded. But all of us, no matter how impressive we are, have at least some weak flip side characteristics. Accept this as much as you can. Sometimes it has to be addressed. And try not to be too harsh on others. No one has it all together. How can I best deal with the flip side in others? I've already implied some of these, but let me spell them out more specifically. Number one, I deal best with the flip side by expecting it. If you marry a hard-charging businessman, know that he'll be tempted to work too much. If you're friends with a person who has strong integrity, know that they will sometimes be too judgmental. Number two, I deal best with the flip side by recognizing my own. If you've sometimes had to put up with someone else's flip side, remember that they've also had to put up with yours. I'm a serious person, task-oriented, who has a hard time just relaxing and having fun. I don't laugh enough and take myself too seriously. I wish it weren't so. Have worked on growing, but others, especially my wife, cut me slack in this area, and I appreciate that. Which leads to the next suggestion. Number three, I deal best with the flip side by trying to keep a light touch. Humor, well employed, can help everyone to take things less seriously. I don't necessarily mean telling jokes, though you might. Sometimes just a silly exaggeration or a wry smile lowers the tension in the situation. Self-deprecating humor is especially useful since you're coming alongside them by making fun of yourself. It's not the end of the world when we fall short. It's part of being human. Lightening up helps keep everyone more open and relaxed. This is a skill to be developed, though, since there's a fine line between being seen as a smart aleck and as humorous. Some people can get by with more than others in this area due to their personality. Number 4, I deal best with the flip side by accepting the whole person. By, quote, accepting, I don't mean agreeing with all they do or even letting it go, but just loving them anyway, as they are. Where they can change, that's great, but even where they can't or won't, I can still accept them as a person and value them. Ironically, when I'm able to do this, it relaxes the situation and they're more likely to grow or change than if I reject them. Number 5, I deal best with the flip side by seeing the strength behind the weakness. There's an irony here. Strong-willed child, for instance, can be a challenge to raise. They resist, argue, disobey, etc. But recognize that behind that strong will is also the gift of determination. If channeled correctly, it often turns out to become an asset as they mature. The critical person may have a gift of discernment, the angry person a strong sense of justice, the timid person a gentle spirit. When I see weaknesses in others, I also seek to find the strength behind the weakness and to encourage and emphasize that. Often they haven't realized the strength behind their weakness and no one's encouraged them to build on that. Number 6, I deal best with the flip side by challenging it where appropriate. The weak flip side, whether an immaturity or a sin, is still a liability. If we build a constructive relationship with the other person, and if they're willing, let's work with them on shrinking the weakness side of the coin while expanding its strong counterpart. If they're hard-charging, help them grow in patience. If they're laid back, help them learn to grow in discipline. If they're funny, help them to use their humor to build up, not to tear down. On occasion, if the flip side is too hurtful or destructive, our help may have to come by setting limits or imposing consequences. Significant abuse, for instance, should not be tolerated. Number 7, I deal best with the flip side by being patient. Change is hard. A lot of our personality comes pre-wired or is developed by our upbringing, so quite a bit of the flip side isn't deliberate. It's instinctive. A conscious long-term effort to change may be required. Praise every advance. Be quick to appreciate every effort they make, even when it falls short. Forgive them when they fail. Stick with them.
May God bless you in your journey toward Him.